305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday Eve, and man, it is toasty. It's 92 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, apparently some thunderstorms rolling in. Lots of stuff we'll be chatting about. Did you see the senator from California who tried to crash DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's press conference? Alex Padilla is he's your typical left-wing hack. He's kind of Peter principled his way up into a Senate seat in California. So he showed up at Secretary Noem's press conference acting a fool, and he was removed. I mean, that is fundamentally the whole story. He showed up, nothing of value to say, simply trying his best to attack Secretary Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem did not miss a beat, and her DHS folks didn't miss a beat. They grabbed Padilla, got him out, removed him. He was detained. Now, why they didn't arrest him, I don't know. I don't know. Kristi Noem, by the way, said, and I quote, that the Department of Homeland Security is staying here to liberate this city from the socialist and burdensome leadership that this governor and this mayor have placed on this country and what they have tried to insert into this city. She's telling the truth. Gavin Newsom, who, well, he got owned yesterday, didn't he? When he said, well, I never got a... Trump didn't even call me. Donald Trump, President of the United States, said, actually, here's some screenshots of the phone. And maybe Gavin Newsom doesn't remember, but it was 1:23 when we had a 16-minute call. Huh, 1:23 in the morning. Newsom said, Alex Padilla is one of the most decent people I know, which says more about Newsom. Because Newsom doesn't associate with decent people. So the guy might very well be one of the most decent people he knows. It's outrageous, dictatorial, and shameful. Trump and his shock troops are out of control. This must end now. Well, Mr. Governor, do your freaking job. Seriously, do your job, and then this sort of stuff would not have to happen. This morning, Sheriff Antoinette Irving from the city of Richmond hopped on Richmond's Morning News. Now, I took a look at a number of the comments on the text line. A number of people said, oh, this was crazy. It was far too long. She really filibustered Rich. She didn't let him ask any questions. And, well, I'm going to leave it to you. You simply go to WRBA.com. And you take a listen to what transpired this morning. Was it long? It was 27 minutes long. That's a long, long time. The sheriff, I think, did what she always does. And that's to, spin a tale. Sometimes she's good at it. Sometimes not quite as good. But do we or do we not, Germ? Do we have both her and Bill Burnett with us on Monday? Excellent. We've been trying for how long to get her back on the air, Jeremy? Do you even know? Because it predates your arrival. You've been here 2 years. So it's 2 years that she or her staff or whomever it is that's responsible over there apparently has not been interested. But now, yeah, she showed up. Oh, yeah, before you showed up 2 years ago was the last time she was here. Yeah, and that was a one-off. She was here. She got hit with some facts, sensed why she didn't like them, and has never deigned to return. But all right, Monday, get a load of this, gang. We will have the sheriff and Bill Burnett on this very program the day before the election. How about that? How about that? Well, I don't know if you heard the sheriff on this morning, and I am not going to make you listen to 27 minutes on this program. I would urge you to listen to it, though, by going to WRBA.com, download the podcast from this morning. But Jeremy had the duty to pull some bits and pieces. I did not pull the bits and pieces, and that's because this morning I was inside of a well-run professional jail, Pamunkey Regional Jail, teaching the final class of the Inside Out Dad program for this particular cohort. This is the second cohort we are graduating at Pamunkey. And today was the final day of class. Next week, we've got the graduation. And what we do is we stand down for a couple of weeks. We get the information back to the units, get the sign-up sheets there, and then we'll, get everything restarted, I guess, probably like the second week in July, somewhere around there. All right, so, Jerm, let's just grab some of the small stuff here. You have sent me the list, and I'm just going to call for things. I cannot provide all of the context necessarily, but let's start with one that I would think everybody would agree with, cut number five.
Absolutely. One death is too many, and
right,
we don't want to have any death.
Okay. Well, listen, you got to give her that one. We all agree with that. One death is too many. What's going on at the Richmond City Jail, however, is an abomination in terms of the deaths. But I digress. All right. Let me see. A volunteer outreach. Boy, I don't know if I've been hearing this one. Cut number seven.
It's voluntary for them if they want to participate, but we make sure that we're in the community. We have a small outreach section that also goes out and do outreach during the week. But the majority of the thing that we do is we make sure that we're here in the facility to assist with the jobs and duties and responsibilities, and making sure that the area is safe and that we can do our counts and do our security checks and make sure that we are providing all the services and the programs that the individuals need inside of this facility, whether it's on a weekend or alternative sentencing time, or whether it's doing a regular day, someone that's doing a sentence.
Mm. Okay, well, you're not getting that job done, ma'am. And we all know you're not getting that job done. And all we have to do is once again go to the records that indicate the counts, as an example, not being done. That doesn't come from me. That comes from that whole jail accreditation board. What else did she reference? Trying to keep the place safe. Well, clearly that's not working because it is universally regarded in Central Virginia as the most dangerous jail we've got in the area. That's kind of sad, but all right. Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to look here, Jerm, and it's hang on a second. I'm just looking at him as you said. All right, contraband. Contraband's a big deal. Now, why is contraband a big deal? Because that is, in fact, how inmates of the Richmond City Jail are dying. Cut number three.
There's an issue with contraband in any institution. And what we do, as I stated before, we have body scanners. We have body scanners like TSA. We also partner with police departments, not just Richmond, but Richmond Chesterfield State Trooper, as well as Department of Correction, which we have their canine units to come in and assist us with searches, whether it's searches for staff or searches of inmates. So we're continuously working on what that looks like, making sure that we have scanners at our front door, that we have scanners that scan walls just in case something gets in. So we're continuously working on the security and safety in that measure to ensure that we can reduce or eliminate the amount of contraband that comes in. We've had individuals to fly drones to try to get stuff in, and we've had individuals to try to jump over the wall, and we have to increase our security measures to reduce the probability of them getting things into the facility.
Interesting. Interesting. Every facility has problems. Well, that's not untrue, but not every facility has the problems that this sheriff has. That's a problem. That's a problem. Well, we're occasionally bringing in the DOC canine to do sweeps. Okay. What your opponent has called for is an agency-specific canine unit, which you have the ability to set up if you had care to do it any time in the last 8 years, to deal with the mechanism that contraband comes in with almost 100% of the time. Not 100% of the time, but close to 100% of the time. And that's with the staff. That is how contraband traditionally, overwhelmingly, gets into any locked facility. All right, we have more of this. It's going to be very interesting. It's very interesting. I'm trying to figure out, which one of the issues were hit this morning. Some of them were. Did she talk about morale at any point? Let me see. I'm going, oh, yeah, she does. All right, but that's a longer segment. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We've got time blocked out in the 5 o'clock hour for some of these longer segments. So in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll address what it is that the sheriff had to say about morale. Morale, just so you know, I don't know exactly what she said because I must have missed this part. Because, again, I was in a well-run jail this morning. But morale is essentially non-existent. I did like how she also talked about the prior administration. What she didn't note, and what I don't think Rich addressed, was the fact that the sheriff has always had this brand-new city jail. She can talk about Sheriff Woody. She doesn't like Sheriff Woody. That's fine. I don't really care about that. But it's not apples to oranges, you see. It's apples to automobiles. It's so far out of the range of comparison, you can't even pull it into a legitimate range of comparison. She has always had a state-of-the-art facility that was fundamentally brand new. And it was Sheriff Woody, just for the record, who spearheaded the effort to get that new facility in place. All right. Hey, lots of great stuff coming up. Our pal, the media equalizer, Brian Maloney, is going to be here at 3:35. I want to know what he's making of the media coverage of everything that's going on out in Los Angeles. As an example, it is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.